extent that the value here for all of us to be together and obvious from the start they had the family of the Lord to gather together tonight. Also my years of being the Lord and serving the Lord, I've always thought for a fuller understanding of who I am, who we are, like the Bible says, the eyes of the other kind may be enlightened, as you may know, that was sent to top line Christians, that was education. So it's more understanding they need, although they're top liners. I've always felt the need of all those kids like that, what would be the old more helpful understanding? See, the scripture differentiates between people knowing acts and knowing ways. Come out and see, it says he may know his ways under Moses, his acts of the tribulation. Does no person act, he's limited by it. The supreme act of God is the Lord Jesus Christ, as we heard in our prayer, it is us and us the acts of God is limited by the act. If you know the way a thing is done, you can repeat it. You do it yourself. I'm not the carpenter. I'm mended by the act of a carpenter, by a piece of wooden chair, by a wooden chair. It's also the way to make a wooden chair, it's hard for you. Wouldn't it be better? If you know the act, you're the beneficiary. If you know the way, you're the benefactor. You know how a thing's done, and can introduce other people how a thing's done. We're to know God's ways to go along with God. Because the Bible says we're God. Get that? The Bible says we're God. Jesus says we're God. That's where the heart stops up. That's where they challenged him. And said to them, stone him in John 10. Because you say you're God. He always caught God anyhow. He always is back there. He quietly turned around and said, well, what does your Bible say you are? Not what he is. You are. And pointed to them. Didn't your Bible in the Old Testament those days say, I say you are God till the word of God comes? Of course, the word of God doesn't come externally, because the word of God is inside you. When you know inside you, that's the word of God, but it's a living word inside you. When the God comes, God comes and says, you're God. Well, if I'm a God, I didn't know how to operate that as a God. That's pretty hard. That's the Bible says it's God. God says it comes as God, but God. Don't get very much higher than that, can you? So see, what God asks is cooperative and coercive, not codependent. Well, I shouldn't say codependent, just depend. What God seeks isn't people just hang on to him, or you're my blessing, or you're my help, and you're my strength. They're co-blessers and co-helpers and co-bread. God, he's my bread, I'm co-bread for others. God, he's my living water, I'm living water for others. That's what God, that's what delights God. But he says that God seeks a fellowship. God, the Father, seeks a fellowship, not the Son only. 1 John 1 says, surely our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. Now fellowship is is leveling up. Fellowship is I'm down here, you're up here. Fellowship is all kind of the same ship, isn't it? So what the life of God is to level up with him, co-God. We're with him, sharing his thoughts, operating along with him, being the agent by which he's fulfilling his works of grace and power and love. Look, level up. That's top line. That's the ascended life. The ascended life, you left the cross and resurrection behind. And you pass through them. The ascended life is Ephesians letter, top line letter, where it says, the seeing grace is God's power, by which he passed, bypassed the death. he died, because his redemption through his blood, whereby nations will get everything at his right hand. Haravan. That's the king of death. How about the devil? What's going on the devil? He's never cleaned up down here. He's got no power. He could be in power. No power he could believe in him. So he could believe in God and still believe in the devil. Where's the devil? There's no place to believe in the devil. Get believe in God. How about that? And then he says, we're there. Seated with him. Praise God, the heavenly devil. Seated with him in the heavenly places. Seeking means the evening is the job, the day's job done. I left a little because I was an evening job. Now the day's job is Jesus Christ taking my sins upon his own body in the tree and delivering me from Satan and bringing me into resurrection life. That's the day's job done. He brought me that way. Now I'm seeking, that's finished. Now let's get on with the job together. And from the seat in the soul, you move out to reach the heart. And Ephesians is a letter where it speaks about the equipment of the body, the gifts the body has, the equipment of the body. So I'm talking about that. It's a tremendous destiny, isn't it? Tremendous destiny. See, our destiny is, we are sons, isn't it? We're sons. Now are we sons? In Christ, the Son of God. If we come to co-heirs, that's for them. Heirs of God, co-heirs of Christ. Heirs of what? The universe. We're heirs of the universe. Because the Bible says, the Father appointed the Son is the heir of all things. The whole universe is heirs of the Son and the Son. So we're co-heirs of the universe. It's not an inheritance. It's an excitement to get it. It's a responsibility to use it. It's an excitement to get it. It's a responsibility to use it. Well, to use it, it's almost too much for the glass to be excited by. It's exciting one day. It's an excitement to get it. It's a responsibility to use it. So we can be responsible for man in God's universe. We've got the right type of substance. We're responsible for managing God's universe. We're going to own the development of God's universe. We're God's commanders. We better know how to manage how to boss manage it. If we represent it, we'd be co-managed. That's what we're talking about. The whole basis, of course, of the management of God's universe by God's love. That's how he manages the universe, love. Power is just a form of love. His love is love. That's why it's a safe manager. That's why this world is chaotic, because the manager people love themselves, not above. That's why. God's an other lover and nothing else. God's an other lover and nothing else. God exists in others. That's all it is. He exists to fulfill the needs of others. Calvary proves that. He hasn't any interest in himself. His only interest is to complete those for his people and fulfill them. And therefore, fully what they're meant to be, fully satisfied, fully complete, fully operated, he's satisfied. That's love. You exist for others. You're a safe boss if you exist for those who are. You're an unsafe boss if you make them exist for you. That's what happens down here. As soon as you get power, you can continue to serve as a power. That often means that people only possible. We reverse the order of their chaos. The whole world's chaos, because it's based on self-interest itself. When the universe is based on self-giving itself, it's not that, that's harmony. When the basis is, what can I be for you? That's harmony. And that's for you, what can I be for you? That's harmony. That's the destiny we're moving into, a harmonious universe. The basis is already the one who is that. That's it. When you see the universe, it's already harmony now. The devil's always cracked itself. It's not bothered by the devil. Still harmony when you see it. We're in the kingdom of heaven now, you see it. It's all heaven, you see it. So you don't see it like heaven at the top. Because you're too busy seeing the devil instead of seeing God through the devil. What's that? So harmony. Now, the one This is the basis, it's therefore that we should be harmony to be sons if we are submitted to our Father. Our Father is another. That's why it's called a Lamb. That's why the last title given to the living God in the Bible is the Lamb. Today, a lot of people think it's called Almighty God the Lamb. There's some difference between the two. Almighty God, every power, the atom of the universe is this person expressing himself. Until the end of power. Because the whole universe is God expressing himself. Spirit expresses the universe. The whole thing is God expressing himself. Universal form. Mighty power. A lamb? What does that come from? What does a lamb mean? A lamb is a symbol for us in the most heavy simple picture of humanity. You don't think of a lamb having teeth and claws. It hasn't got you. It's delicate. It's a little plaything. You know what you like with a lamb. Kill it, eat it, play with it, do you like. It's something available to you. The only difference between a heavenly lamb, the earthly lamb, the heavenly lamb, the earthly lamb is purposely available. The heavenly lamb is purposely available. He means to be for us. So that is what him of man has already been for us. That's how the love. That is you of man, though you complete the need of those for whom you have responsibility. That's love. That's God. So you and I always say something, that's our basic motivation. You'll be a safe marriage of universe, it's your universe for you. You'll be a safe controller of that for which you're given responsibility. It's your for them, not there for you. If your interest is less than complete there, then I'll have to be on the way. That's the way of God. That's love. God's purpose destiny, from the beginning, before we started, before last week, we were apparently, before the foundation of the world, before it started, it's always been his purpose, had a vast plan in this land, who be his co-managers. They all be one of the brotherhood, the son, and we're the brothers of the son, and the co-managers, co-inheritors, co-inheritors of the universe, operating as God for God. So we have this message. To fulfill that destiny, we've got to find who we are now, being to operate as this. To fulfill that destiny, we've got to find who we are now, be what we are, and operate as what we are. That's all. So that the fundamental importance is to find who I am and operate as this. Because I've only got to tell you. You've got to find who you are, what you are, and how you operate. That's all. So you see, it's amazing to be a person. Because a person's going to be in the forefront forever. Not God in the forefront, we in the forefront. The power of man is by the Son. Because it's a law of nature, if you like. A universal can only manifest by a particular form. You can't know universal. You can't know electricity. You know it by form. Well, that's electricity. When you come up to the form, oh, that's electricity. That's power. That's electricity. You trace back from the form to the ultimate power, and then you can operate the ultimate power. You've never seen an atom? Take a long time before you see an atom. Never will. Oh, that's the atom. That's the atom. The power is in the form. So I trace back what's the power? I trace back to the form of the power. You operate on the power. If you try to fuse the atom or something, they're operating. So, the living person, the universe, is unseeable except through his manifested Son. He's unseeable and except through his own Son. It's through the Son you see the Father. It's only when you have the Son that your Lord Jesus Christ you know the Father as your Father. No one in the world knows him as the living Father except those who know the living Son. And the manifested Son introduces you to the living Father and your relationship with the eternal One, the freedom and fullness and love and perfection now. Living in the total power of God now, you see who you are. Through the Son. And with Him. So you see, God will never be manifested except by His Son. A universe is never manifested except by form. And we're the forms of God. So you see, no one is important to being present. You'll forever be yourself. You'll never change. It's fine for you, it's fine for other people, but you won't. You'll never change. You're meant to be your funny self. So laugh and accept yourself. I hope other people don't. Of course, you think God loves you. I don't know how you are. And you think so all the night. So think you yourself all the night. So the devil made you laugh. He didn't make you any mental laugh. And God said, he's just trying to get the net out. He killed his knife. And God needs a knife. He killed a knife. When you think your knife, you think your neighbor knife. You love your neighbor, you love yourself. So we are poor sun people. You are forever to be in the poor sun. God's humanity to die you. So I better know how I function if I believe in the poor sun. If I believe the means of which he is seen, and he is known, and he operates, and he comes into being. So I need. I better know what the by me is, isn't it? So it's a tremendous curse. In the human history. Human history, a week interlude. 1,000 years in one day. So you only live alive about 10 minutes, you know. When you die, you only live alive for 1 hour. If 1,000 years in one day, you only live about what? Yeah, I say 25 years. Not say more than that, that's how you live. You only live a few minutes alive. But an interlude is a dark, and it's talking to Luke because it's a parody. It's the regulating interlude. It's the settling in the maturing interlude by which you condemn God to be yourself. There's only interlude. But it's the interlude by which you find yourself to be yourself. You've got to find yourself because you're to be yourself. And this is the human interlude by which you find yourself and be yourself. This is human. This is the meaning of the gospel. Now the curious start is always, you always find contrast, apparent contradiction, paradoxes, opposites. The truth is that always the relationship is opposite. And the curious start, and the curious start has to be a negative start, not a positive start. Because you never can know a positive tell a negative. And if you've got a bitterness, you can't retreat. Because if there's a bitterness, it's retreating and going up. You can never know a thought into the person or heart. You couldn't have that thought setting here and instead of hard framework. You made the framework the point that he. It has to be a negative heart. Not wrong, just a negative framework, wooden or steel or rigid. And the other framework, you put the thought in. And then you've got a positive part of a negative, and that's negative. You said, as a cushion, a sofa or a settee or whatever the American term is for. You never know a positive or a negative. You couldn't know that is not a non-life. It's because light has called up dark. You see, this is light. It's because it's called up non-light. You see that, don't you see? You wouldn't see light up there at the non-light, at the bottom of the moon. It's invisible. When it's seen as a hit and non-light opposite object, a negative object, it calls the negative, you've never made it light. And you see the reflection of light through a non-light moon. Reflection of light through a non-light earth. So you've got to know, of course, the negative curve, and it calls up. And we're the negative and God the positive, so we don't know if there's a negative far enough. So we're the light. This is the curse. So we start with the negative. There's a curse, you have to start by being wrong before we're right. You have to start by being wrong before we're right. God meant us to be wrong. He meant us to fall. God's not cruel. I think he's pretty wise. I think he's got a fair amount of sense. I don't think he makes a great many mistakes. He knows his stuff, I think. And he makes us to fall. Well, how do I know he makes us to fall? Because he divides his son as I control his world as I call. That's upside down. He gets sinners first, then he gets saved to get our sins out. He has a savior first, then gets the sinners to get saved. That's upside down. Because God is upside down, or we are. What does it do? So he divides his son, appointed his son to be a savior, for the sinners to save. Before the foundation of the world, he appointed his son, for danger to be a land slain. For the world. Because he meant it, because he said we had to go. Why is the world the way we had to go? Because we had to go a long way before we could go the right, or we shouldn't have faith. None of you professional men and women, none of you people who have a profession in life, whether it's a house, homemaking profession, or whether it's a house profession in the business, are efficient unless you first discard the wrong before you get settled in the right. You have to know how not to use your tools before you use them. A carpenter doesn't say he doesn't know how not to use his tools before he gets used. A doctor surely can take and he not use the long period before he uses the right, so we are in the trouble. And we pay for efficient people because we can't be found out the right way. So we pay for the builder because he says we know what to build, fake not to build crooked. We pay for the engineer because he knows how to make his machines or the handle or something. Having learned how not to make them. And he says, oh, it didn't that way, it didn't done this way, it didn't done that way, it's done this way. So they never come to do knowing the wrong to try and put it in the right. Now, they can never be competent themselves in doing the wrong to from the right. All the work is constant negative opposites. We don't know the negative or the positive. And the wrong self is a self-loving self. A wonderful thing about God is fixed as a self-giving self. You and I become fixed. If you're born again, you begin to be fixed. When you're fixed, you find you are fixed. And then your name is found. Fixed. God's fixed. How do I know God's fixed? Because if you take in one word, God is love. In other words, God can't lie. And when he gets careful saying God can't do it, he might go and do it next. He's almighty. But if he's careful saying God, you can't do something, can't you? And careful, or you say, know what you're saying. Because he's God, you know. The Bible says he can't do something. Then I have a heart to say the Bible does. Christ the Father says it's Hebrews 6 says, God cannot lie. Cannot. Here, do it, God. Say he shouldn't go, he can't lie. I say can't, you say can't, but I can't say can't lie. You know what I mean? Come on, why? Isn't God fixed? Yeah, a fixed person is a person who material turns has been caught up by God and must come back. In a sense, you become fixed in your faith, you're quite human, you can't change. You become fixed to the doctor, fixed to the lawyer, fixed to the teacher, fixed to the husband. You must come back. You're caught by earth, you can't change. But generally, you're at home, you must fix you. And you know how to deal with it. Practice your law.
So God used the devil to get the world wrong. When he's been wrong and has come
cover is wrong, and God didn't lose the value, assign the right, it will never touch that one again. And God wants, God's intent on people who have so gone the wrong way, so been destroyed by it, so cut down a wrong sin, a lost person, so disillusioned, I'm not going back down again. When I find a way out, I say, I'm going to visit, but no one's looking, I'm going to live there any longer anyhow. I don't want to visit, but I'm not going to be listening again. Of course, you do visit, don't you? I didn't hear any of that one. I don't know about this, because I don't know if it is. The thing is the five ones that God said, I don't see it. God doesn't see your thing. You see it that long, don't you bother about people. Get that place.
So that means how he's covered.
That's our problem. You're held by your inner self, not by your thing. That's what I've learned. and you're free when you see everything in God. When you're prisoner, you're in God's prison. You're prisoner of the Lord. You're free in your prison. Because you're not free of heavy prison. You're free of heavy opportunities. This is the thing. Now, see, Jesus Christ came, so he came to wipe out this spirit of materialistic spirit. Self-seeking, self-gratifying, self-satisfying, this stuff. He did it by being us. Because he was God's son, the creator, he represented. I can't create better than you. But I'm a creature, he's great. So he could have the holy family, he was destined to do so. So God leveled himself under the law with the human family, that he might have all the impact of the fall play and not be touched by being human. So there was a great point to do everything he could at. How do you do better? Because that's the devil's mistake. See, if you pay fish, you get sick. What you tell you eat. If you deceive, you get deceived. That's the law. Now, sex is a big deceiver. He deceived Eve. That's why God's very merciful. Eve was mainly sick. He didn't know it to be, you know. Didn't know it to be sick. And so God's more concerned by our ignorance than our false purpose. Don't condemn people. They're mainly because they're ignorant. They do this because they're ignorant. The Bible talks about Paul being mainly ignorant. That isn't all that about the purpose. It is a purpose, not all that about the purpose. That's how God can say this. You can become a devil with a fixed purpose. But we're not all devils with a fixed purpose. We're mixed up. We're devil's people, and we're caught up in ignorance, and we see things as self-unrighteous. It's mainly we're caught up, we think it's the right way. It's where they're taken. That's the form. And so Satan deceived Eve, tricked up Eve into the form. He deceived with the deceiver with the deceiver. He thought he finished Jesus at Calvary. He said, it was you, not me, but Jesus. He thought he finished Jesus at Calvary. And with finishing Jesus, he finished us. And we remain slaves. He missed the point. Because you see, physical death is nothing. Don't be body conscious. Spirit mechanized. Don't bother about your body. What's your body? It's only a creation. You choose what you've got. You need to get a better one. Don't be a body conscious. Death, all death is to move the body to a better one. Death problem isn't the body, it's the tree, it's the destiny. Death is destiny, that's the problem. It isn't your body. It's where you go after. It's death. The death leaves the body behind your sin. It goes where? One of two. Either hell, Satan's sin, or heaven's sin, just the next one. On their death. That's the destiny. That's how Jesus went. That's how God's Son finished the whole ordinance. He went to the destiny of the old dimension, which is a self-centered dimension, which is hell. He went there, so it says, he went to the spirit in prison there. He says, I will not leave my soul in hell, but these guys in hell. So then all the way, Satan can take up, as though he was up. But Satan couldn't hold that one, because he didn't bother taking up. He's coming out, he cut the whole old dimension. It isn't there if you believe in it. There are things out there if you believe in it. He's got it. The things out there, they're not aware that it's Jesus. They went out, the whole world went out, they just hadn't seen it at all. Salvation didn't even happen then. It happened 2,000 years ago, and you don't even discover it, that's all. The things that are aware there, Jesus, because they're out. But if you're the same person you discovered, that's not good to you. That's a whole dimension went out in Jesus Christ. And Satan is there, he has one shout back at you. Shout false condemnation at you. That's all he can do. He's those eyes, but I also power that you be in them. So, he took us out. It's a new thing. And the new dimension about a new world is the dimension of God. That's why he's begun to be a son, that is, it's an information of love. Because I told you, the meaning of being a son is we should be fixed in love ourselves. it's not basically what you think. That happens up in our new birth. We're self-competitive, self-effective, and self-efficacy in the, to the core. All we are, that's ourselves, in the core. When it comes to you, it becomes a self-interest zone. I don't want to go to hell. I want to have my sense of being. I want to get cleansed up. I want to get delivered from power and sin. I want to get... God loves them now. He laughs for silly little people. Okay, I'll meet you on your level. Here's a favor for you. Yes, it's all very nice to me. Lovely. Goodbye to the way, Gretel. I bet it is. And what head is done, and I don't have a hair at all. And that's not new birth. That's the way it's a new birth. That's the thing that takes you away from your old relationship to your sin and your thing. What the new birth is when it happens, you're neatly caught out. Because there's a law about faith. Faith means it takes us an evil to experience something. Everything that I do is faith. That's how I experience it. And never does it say, faith is a religious term. It's a universal term of a universal term of reality. Because faith means the interview is I relate myself to something. Belief is I accept the fact. Faith is I relate myself to it. Belief is you accept the fact that I share the truth. Faith is I relate myself to one. Faith is I join the share. I take that share. That's your faith. And faith always produces the spirit, because what you give yourself to gives yourself to you. And you experience the care, but you never experience what you care, you care what you care. You may believe in what you care, but faith isn't, it starts by believing in things. You say, I, as a free person, will make up to that. And then, what you make up to, you think of it. You need to care with your faith, with your body, you have to care with your faith. You have to care with your, by your inner choice, your body, yourself, to call that your inner choice at all. And you experience the care. You're all yet life by faith. In free choice, you said, I'll come, you need to find out, it's correct. Yeah. You said, I'll come. Now, you believe in a kind of occasion of our friends. You believe it. That isn't living here. You said, I'll come. It went deeper than that into your inner spirit, your heart, and said, I'll come. You didn't come here by a car. You came here by your inner joy. Your car is just an outer manifestation of your inner joy. What's that? You experience being here. You can't do that. I'm here. That's the experience. I'm here. You just experience that it's your case of fortune. So the faith brings you to experience that which you relate yourself to. But you experience according to not the quality of your faith, but quality of the thing to which you relate yourself to. I mean, I must be a couple of chairs in this room, but you being held up by the chair doesn't depend on the witness of your chair, the faith, it depends on the sense of the chair. You have a magical faith in that chair, it's not weak, yes, it's let it out. It doesn't depend on the text of faith, it depends on the text of the thing into which you, the object into which you raise yourself. And you get back what is according to the text, according to that object. Now that's why you're nicely caught in Jesus Christ. You took Jesus Christ because you needed him. Jesus Christ is universal love. And when he got to get you, it's because he's himself in you. That's what you think he is, what he is. He's a cause in Jesus love. If you're born again, you've been caused to be a lover. And you can't just say, you just fine, you don't feel it, you can't have loving if Jesus died for you. And you can't have that in the power of the sentence. And you can't have one area what you know. You become a lover. That's the new birth. You become a lover. By father and mother. Isn't it? He doesn't become a person, that's another thing, does he? That's evidence. And then he doesn't become a father who operates. You produce the operates. You produce it, then they come. And all the way through the Bible, there are those three states. I'm crucified with Christ. That's one. Nevertheless, I live, yet now, but I don't have a Christ to live, that's true. Life I now live and faith to live by the Son of God, that's true. Those three.
Come to that man.
First, I'm crucified with Christ, I died in Christ for my sins. I'm born again. I'm with Christ, out of my sins, I'm living. I don't live Christ to live, that's true. That's something else. I don't need this kind of healing. Oh, that's something different. Now, on this test, I'm a human. I live my life in the faith by the recognition of that faith. Faith is recognizing that. Faith is being. You are in a faith relationship with that chair. Just being, not higher. It's become you. Faith relationship is being in the relationship with which you enter. It's just being. Life is being, not becoming. Now, Paul says, I'm into a faith relationship. I'm living my life, and real life, by coming to. I'm living my recognition that is not offering by me. Well, it comes back in now the right way. It comes back in the right way. It disappears to reappear. There you come to stop. It disappears to reappear. You see, just because you and I are forever to be real person in the foreground, you better hide who you are and be it. Now you've been in the long foreground as an independent self, self-loving self. You've got to disappear, the background disappears, then you've got to reappear in the right foreground. So you don't disappear, you reappear in the right foreground. But we show you disappeared meanwhile. So you disappeared halfway. That's the middle. What do I mean by that? This is the second stage. You see, when it first comes to you, it's a little baby. And it's precious baby. We always see I'm a lost sinner, I'm going to hell, I'm caught up on a sin, I'm this and I'm that. Amazing God accepted me. He's wiped all that business out of God's sight. It's gone. I'm accepted, I'm precious, I'm in God's sight with everything at all. I'm God's redeemed child, I'm God's son, Christ's redeemed child. I'm in this new relationship, new consciousness. That's all you know. You don't know much about yourself yet. But you've got to know because you've got to be yourself. You don't know much about that yet. You know you're related to God and you're attached to who you are. And you're accepted child, accepted son of God, you're redeemed, you're going to heaven, not hell, you've got eternal life, and so forth, and so forth. Name the external relationships. Jesus, my Savior, God, my Father, eternal life, and so on. Got eternal life sharp down, you don't quite know that at the moment. You know that's yourself, but you've got to find yourself out because you're yourself. Now, that's the thing, you've got to go down and come up. And the reason is this, the only self you know is self-loving self. It's all here as well. See, there's a secret which has to come up against the place in us. The whole universe is God's negative mean. He is the positive. The whole universe is a God with love. That's all. Love that expresses all kinds of forms. Those forms that means and everything, they're negative. They're the agency by which he manifests himself. So including yourself. That's why Jesus Christ said, I could do two things by myself, as if I see the Father do. I don't know a thing. As I hear, I judge. The words I speak of you, I don't think of myself. Father West has dwells in me, he does the work. He was perfectly conscious. He was, you see, it's a strange business. There was no bigger egotist than Jesus Christ. And when you're right, there's no bigger egotist than you. But you better be right about it. I think you say egotist, because you say egoist, which is right, you don't get that. We say ego, when you say ego, you can't do that. No bigger egotist in history than Jesus Christ. I'm the life, I'm the law, I'm the great big person. And you're a great big person when you know who you are. Inside Jesus Christ, it is really I, the Father. But I'm operating. I'm doing this, I'm left in really I, the Father. He's gone down to come up. And he's a totally, totally intact self. Except the world can't get away from that self. Me, self, inside, no one needs Father. So this is the trick. This is the hidden secret. To know who you are inside and then be yourself outside. And you've got to know who you are inside first to be safe. To be a real person. Now, see, this is our next phase of education, the second one. This is children, young men graduate. This is the graduation, when you graduate. A graduation, the whole point of being adolescent is quite self, isn't it? That's why adolescents have got to free themselves from their parents, to find themselves. Well, they'll go, they'll come back. They'll go. Don't fuss. Love them and believe God. You know. Don't fuss, they'll go. God means you to go the wrong way to get to the right. Didn't you go the wrong way to get right? Or I guess let them go too. Don't think that they'll do any better than you. You went wrong to get right, let them go wrong to get right. Trust God and love. So you see, this regulation is, I've got to tie myself. Now, the only self I know is myself. All out of it, it's a perfect person. Now, the hypocrisy is this. Everything really is a manifestation of God, is a means in which God manifests himself. Now, in nature, it is God's manifestation. When you arrive, a tree is God in tree form. You see, through the tree, that beautiful thing is God in tree form. Everything is God in a wonderful form. When you see God, everything is marvelous. You don't have to go to a queer place on something you call a church to worship. Oh, that is church. Oh, that is worship. I'm just saying, don't go up and connect. By the way, I must be naughty. The whole act of worship, when you see it, everything is wonderful. It's out of form. But now they're fixed form. They just operate as a tree, operate as an animal. That's how I was that kind of cat in my home. See, that is just less to me. You see, it's God in put form.
your tensions and your
all these years. And you can't have the peace and love of power you like to have. You can't go out. Never will. Because you've got to have a new phase of education. And a phase of education, your real self, it's not you. Your real self is Christ. You, the real you is Christ, permanently in you. As you, God dwells in you. Christ lives in you. He's the real person. The Holy Spirit lives in you. That's the real person. You don't know that. You don't have that. And so, in order to get this into focus, you've got to find out what you can't be. You see, you can never see a total positive until you've got to see a negative first. I see you've got to have a negative framework to get yourself up. You can't see an operator as a total positive until there's a negative and step into place. Now, the first negative of this covenant, you're a lost sinner. You couldn't see Jesus as a lost sinner. Why you couldn't prove yourself, you couldn't do it. Why your own righteousness, you couldn't do it. And he's gone flat on the face. And you were done for getting to hell, there wasn't nothing more about it. Then, as a total negative, as God said, oh, you did it for me, thanks very much, I see. And you can't put it out of place because your first total negative, and don't carry good, so don't think of the thing you need to set your dirty old off dinner. Oh, thank God, it's not any longer. It's a piece of the Christ, as you say. In the definition of occasion, so it's out. So you can't see a total positive until you see a total negative. Now, the second total negative you've got to see is, and it's more difficult to see, you'll never improve yourself. You'll never really get yourself. And all your life you've been bugged by this, why aren't I better? Why haven't I the power that person's got? Why aren't I like this home? Why aren't I more peace? Why do I lose my temper? Why do I blow out in the temper? Why am I patient? Why does my luck get over me? Why am I have my hate in my business? How people can't say, why am I like that? Now, all those are there. Now, why do you think you could change your topic? Because you could change. Because you're looking in the wrong direction. Independent person is only, it can only be about, it's only myself. It's only answer, it's self-pain. And your self says, I'm impatient. I hate that person. I'm angry. And you can't conquer. I wish I had that. You haven't got it. You never will. You're looking in a direction which can never change. So your human self can never change. You're wasting your time. So you see, you've got to learn. The moment is good, moment is fun. The moment you say, why are I like it? Wait a minute. The moment you get that kind of fussy feeling, kind of, why are I so? Why do I do so? Wait a minute. You're looking at yourself the way you have no business looking at yourself. You're looking at yourself to condemn yourself, and God sees no condemnation. God never sees anything. He doesn't see it. You're perfect in Christ. You are perfect in Christ. You never see, if the devil says you're mad, God says you're perfect. Believe God. You're perfect in Christ. And therefore you don't definitely need condemnation or wild night so. Yeah, you watch, because you don't definitely, the old shadow comes, self all in shadow. If you know this, don't you know that? Don't you say, wild night is a shadow, because if you're asking, you're impossible, you never find it. Now, so there's a revelation of a total negative before you can say total positive. So I saw it in a concrete term, that I just use a word of birth personally. I saw it as a missionary. No, I was a missionary. There's no question about my new birth. No question about my loving Jesus. I've been witness to Jesus in the World War I in the army. What was I? God's army in the mission field. As for Jesus, I was privileged to go and thank Jesus for the act of God. No trouble that way. My complication was total. My honor to go there. But I thought I could become a different person. I thought I'd never need these other person. I need a new quality of love that I gave myself to the accident. About that, though, I have no idea. I need the power and the faith and the peace. Because you get many properties up against the prince. You don't say that people entirely, couldn't you? They had known written language long before the automobiles were born. I mean, we're in the real primitive days. Ooh, it looks black. Of course, you're just black. And forget that. You forget that one. They just look black to you, so not the skin, the inside of them. See me? So, now, my mistake was, oh, sure. I better get out of here. God makes me a better representative. Makes me. Therefore, God will put some love into me, and some power into me, and some faith into me, and some peace into me. I'm still waiting to see it. I've got it wrong. I had to have the total negative before I can have the total positive. You know how it's true? Now, it's not the way it's occurred to you, because it's God's original. I know it's how it occurred to me. So it's the simplest word in the Bible, God is love. But when God speaks, something lights up, you know. And the word that lit up was not God, nor love, who it is. In other words, have you ever said to me, you've got it wrong. You thought love is a power God has and was put in you. if God is love, love the person. See that if God wants to use us, so there's an endless that offering by gives you something. He never was a giver, he's an eater. He never had, but he's an eater. He never was I had, it's I am. And what Jesus says is the big I am. Offering he feels little I am. You're the very little I am, but you are a little I am, you are one. And the big I am doesn't make you a big I am, offering to you. And never the I have will give you. It's the most selfish person ever. He's just himself. A good self. But that's all he is. Just I am. Now then, what I mean is this. When that talk said to me, it's talking to me. God is love. Quite alone. The love, the person is God is love. This love isn't a thing he gives me. It's a person. Now that confused me. All the way into all kinds of confusion. So let me name it even while thoroughly confused tonight. You get this passage a little later on. Now then, that confused me. It was as if God stood in front of me and said, love isn't the thing I give you, I am that love. That's how that helped me. It's not even you standing there telling me that I need the love. What's the good of you telling me you're the love? You see, I'm getting conditioned. Next time I got a car, and then he stood up to me. I suddenly found the scripture, one says, now Christ is the power. Now I thought power was the thing that emanated from God, became atoms, became people. Power is a person. And that's the way Christ in atomic form seeks through the atoms of Christ. Heaven is God in his power form. He is the power. Christ is the power. So I stopped short. And I said, if God said to me, power is the thing I give you. I am that power. Again, I said, what does that mean? How come this gap between you saying you're that and I'm not being that? Here's what I'll show you. And he took me to one little scripture, and then he'll say, you are. The scripture is Colossians 3:26. Yes, thou Christ is all. He is all. That's not good enough. Now the guy said, a distance, that didn't help. Christ is all. And in all. Oh. No, you see like? Oh, I said, I see. He says, I become nothing. And I become powerful. And I become peace. And I conquer this. I become something. I contain someone. I contain. He is the lover. He is the power. He is the peace that gets through me. And that's where the illustration put me right. When he whispers into my ear, look in the Bible and says what you are. You're already no pot. That you are. You're never the beginning but no pot. You're a vessel. You're no earth in that pot. Or you're a tin can with that too much. Tell me right. A can is not a container. God, I can't contain God. You're the old pot. That pot is in God. But you're not God. You're the pot. And the pot doesn't become what it contains. Now, drop it. Don't think you'll become God. Or you have power, or you have peace, or you have victory, you are then human. Now accept your humanity. Of course, I'm born the pot and a person. I have to learn the pot position, what the kind of person that is. I never become God. Now I accept myself. All right, if I'm impatient, I don't have, I ought not to be. You've got to learn to cut that ought out. That ought is, you'll be going to, you'll never change. What's that ought? What says I ought? That's that my Bible calls the law, not under the law. Law says you ought, and you're under the law. Every human you accept it says, all right, I'm impatient. I'm worried. I'm tense. And you're like, now, see, when I begin to catch the pot, and what it says, relationship, all I do is, if I know I have a pot, if I know who's in the pot, if I know that, I can transfer my attention from how the pot reacts into how the person inside the pot reacts. I can't tell you, I don't like this, I'm impatient, I'm tense, I've got so-and-so. Okay, you're concerned what you're seeing and believing. At the moment, I'm negative believing. I'm believing that thing, which is true enough, I'm tense, impatient, and anything, what do you like? But now, look, if I know I'm a pot, I know who's in the pot. I'm capable, just quite say, wait a minute, the real I isn't I. The real I is Christ in me. And he's the patient, and he's the love, and he's the power. And you are controlled, and he spins what you believe in. When you commit to the chair, you spin the chair. When you commit yourself to being impatient, you're impatient. They say, sure, I'm impatient. Don't keep yourself around. Don't try and change yourself. I am impatient. I don't like that person. I am worried. I do know the power of my luck. So there's no lie. Don't change yourself. Or I haven't got what I don't change yourself. But that's necessarily the pot level. Pot doesn't change. I transfer my attention to who's in the pot. Now, you fear what you believe. And I transfer and say, well, God, you're my patient. But somehow you find patient to approach you impatient. You're able to wait for God. But it's the love of a person you can't love. See what I mean? Now, here's the secret. This is the second thing that has come from our fiction. How many of you have been trained? I used to talk about this. It's always something very much. I talked about this to a good businessman, a Christian businessman. I kept getting on having You made those predictions. You have black and different. Don't accept yourself as your human. Every human, something you like, something you don't like. In the human, you have likes and dislikes and hates and fears and all variety. Don't kick yourself out and say you're the different. In other words, if you dislike a person, don't say I don't like him. Don't say I like him. Say I don't like him. God likes all of you. Tell God I don't like him. Can't stand him. But wait a minute. You're in the pot. You're in the pot. Inside the pot is another. Now, if you don't like them, don't try and say you want them. I think I just can't stand them. You can't tell them, God can't stand them either. Come on, you can't stand them. You can't stand them. And don't kick them around. Now, when you accept yourself on that level, you transfer your release to the pot, to what's in the pot. You say, but gosh, you love that person. Well, all right, God, I feel a daughter. Soon we knew that they put some love towards those more towards sons and hosts. We don't allow them to be loved as I can't stand. I told that to good businessmen. And one of them is the owner of half a dozen of these fried chicken places, Colonel Sanders said. He loved the Lord, who good business had his meeting in his home. And a brother, his name was Chuck, his first name. I left him about 6 months after. You ain't telling me? Tell me, no, I won't tell you something, he said. You know what he talked about that evening? And he talked about accept your humanity. If you don't like a person, well, don't pretend you do, just say I can't stand it. And be free to be yourself. But remember who you really are. You're only a cup pot that contains God, a transfer. He said, when you say that third pot, say, I like that God book, I'm sure there's something I can't stand. I now am not standing the face, so I like that one. He said, my trouble is this. I'm having several business. I have had an office, several offices. I have had an appreciative secretary from the office. My problem for 2 years has been that the secretary so appreciative I can't fire her. I can't stand that. He said, I'm not a hypocrite. I can't give tracts to people and witness in my secret. I put their appointment on tracts in the chicken. I don't know. That's I think. Say, I'm past the $10 to get you. And I can't stand them. I'm hating them. I can't stand Christianity. I can't change it. The more I want to like her, the less I like her, the less she likes me. Clearly. I said, I heard you say this. This is what I like. I heard you say this. If you don't like it, accept it. If you don't like it, don't change it. Don't change it. But whatever you are. I see that. Okay, that's simple. Christ in me. God in me. Okay, so I make a contact with God. All right, God. I don't know how you live. You love that person. You're after that she may have your you in her life and so on as I have. You have a, all right, God, with your grace, I'll begin to have a new attitude towards them. The person special to you. The person I can respect them in a new way. The attitude is, nobody says, it's worked pretty well this 6 months. He didn't think to myself, he's still this like I like that. He's just a human. He didn't kick his human around. Because he left my change. But that wasn't the point. He wasn't trying to change his human. You see the picture? Now, the second level, number two, is settled. When it becomes a fixed consciousness, you are a fixed person. Now, faith brings a fixture. That's what I say. For the time being, you're fixed in this room. You've got to behave yourself. You took over coming here, you'll be taken over to behave yourself. And you're fixed a certain time, probably about 2 a.m., in this room. you see, this not same time it fixes you temporarily or permanently. So faith is coming to a fixture. Now the greatest fixture you've had is a new birth. You don't have to get new birth, it's got you, isn't it? It's coming to you, if you're accepted and love the faith, that's fixed, isn't it? And it's a subconscious thing. Sitting out in the open all the time. You're a busy business there. Your husband, I'm thinking about being saved all the time. You get over the job. But that's an under level, isn't there? At any moment, you say, I'm a child of God. He loves me. He's here. He helps me. Whatever I do. I have an air of peace and conscious assurance and so on. It's called coming through my attitude. I'm not thinking about Christ at all. I'm about my job. But underneath, that's a fixture which is coming through in a word of witness there. You live by fixture. Now, the mature fixture, the graduated fixture, is the fixture of the fact that forever is never you. The person actually in you is Christ. Permanent, the person living your life is Christ. In you, you. The we in you is Christ. Now, that's the tip coming off. You see, when I first come to Christ, it's a little part of my feelings in the past, they're out. My future is assured. A little far away. I can get that more easily. Christ is my savior. I can get it more easily. A little far away. It doesn't affect my personal life too much. Or doesn't appear to. Now, this is coming up. So you can say, I'm not, I'm Christ in it. That's some saying, isn't it? Now, you see why I take the love on the negative. Because until I can accept negative, I can't accept positive. Until you accept, you're meant to be you. And you're meant to have human reaction. God means you to be that. It's through your humanity you come. And your negative temptations talk up the recognition of Christ. When you're tempted in being patient, and you're not men are always too quick about it, you're serving Christ. Or when you're tempted by worry, you're serving Christ. Your temptations talk up your affirmation. And so that's the negative talk up there. Now, what I'm saying is this. If God, I think I ought to be a better person, I can't say Christ is the person living here. If I think I ought to be better, if I work for I never be better, my humanity is always just human, a precious human, to whom God will manifest himself through my emotions and my reasons, but they are there without a doubt. And they can tempt you to have wrong thoughts and misuse. I'm telling you that way. All right, that's all. I know the shape. Now, when I get it, the death of Christ means me to be accepted without accepting me like that, I can then move into this affirmation of it. Captain, I'm never myself again. I'm permanently Christ in my real self. I'm really Christ operating by me permanently. It's a fixture. As much as your new birth is a fixture, you don't go back on. This is a fixture. Now, a fixture is real, I keep saying, the only real when you're in by inner consciousness. I go back to confession. I throw your confession because you've got a fixture. You know how to operate that thing now, don't you? You may have to learn more. You know how to run that home, or how to cook in the kitchen or something. It's because a fixture you are at that level, and you're home with it. You don't have to hide it, just operate it. Now that's a fixture. Your fixture is inner consciousness. Now your inner consciousness was, I'm traveling off. That's a fixture, praise God. Now it's another fixture where it's settled in you. I'm never going to come again, and I know it. Of course you laugh and talk a little thing like this or a thing like that. You have to go that. If you have poor taste, that's not really sure you have poor taste, look. But all right, you laugh at yourself, because you're only meant to be yourself. And God loves you because you're only human, but you come. Now, I can't get any further than that. Faith produces experience, which is a fixture. I tell you, temporary, your fixture in this room, it's become a temporary experience. This is a permanent experience. Your new birth is a permanent experience. Now, the fixture comes through something being imparted to you than it is itself. Now, you don't get that. I've told you before, experience comes not from the faith, but from the object into which you put your faith. Your experience of being in this room doesn't come from your faith, it comes from the room. You put faith in coming here, the room comes back because you're here. The experience, the consciousness comes not from the faith, but from the object to which you link your faith. It comes up and says, hi, you're here. And that's happening when you've got faith. You put your faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus comes back, I'm here, I've got you, I've forgiven you. And here's, you see, the permanency is the experience is He accepting you, not you Him. The Spirit of God accepted you, He accepted you, loved you. That's your new life, isn't it? And God got you, it's your new eternity. You burn in the world rather than lose that. That's your new, unbreakable consciousness. See my point? The consciousness is where the thing becomes something which affects them in. Now you can't make it up. Now maybe a subtle point there. That was like in my own case. The subtle point is this. Sometimes, God knows I believe, it takes a little time between when I make my free choice, I am that. Christ is in me, Christ is the real person here. That's fact. I say so. I find in the Bible. Christ is my life. I find it out. That's that. These are the after years ago, you know, when my wife was finished visiting her, asking me, went to bed that night, didn't go out. We had just his cookhouse. We had put out two beds in the cookhouse. He sat out for the banana foundation. That was thing out that night. So he came to the point, that's fixed. Now we fixed it. That's it. I said, I say I'm a vessel. I got it. I'm a cup. I am a person. I'll tell you a little later on. I contain, it's a fixture. It didn't hear out. A cup may be full of empty. This is the question for this. It's forever. He's always there. He's forever me. He's the real I. That's what I'm saying. I take it by faith. Because the Bible signed it up. It's not I admit it's Christ living. I'm just a form of Christ living. Now that doesn't mean I can't accept it. I did that. But it's a very real, it's a real God. Faith is a real act, choice. the way that the object comes back and says, "Hi, I've got you." That's the object business, not mine. "Hi, I'm, you're right. You're here. I've got you." That comes the object. Now, the way in which the Holy Spirit comes back and says, "That's cool. That doesn't happen." In my case, it's about 2 years. That's never. For one day, oh, that's it. Now, during those 2 years, I never forgot my basic curriculum. But I forgot the time, but it was the background. But this time isn't I committed to him, he committed to me. It's not I got him, he's got me as the power. Now, when it gets up, oh, that's it. Well, that's years ago, that's it, that's it, that's he, you like, oh, that's he. I never, that's real to me now, it was years ago, it's real to me as I love you first. I'm not I, I laugh, you can laugh too. But when you laugh, you laugh. I have a former class, that's why you got to step, you have to learn. And so you, where Christ is beautiful. Now that is another level of consciousness, another phase of grade of consciousness, a second level, the graduation. Now you get the point, don't try and get it. Obey, your obedience of faith is believing fact. Alright, if you have an idea back and believe it. And find out the Bible, a great verse, that Christians in Galatians 2:20, I'm good for the Christ. The last idea of Christ is in me, it's a good one. Or 1 Corinthians 15, he is if you're not 1 Spirit. Or Colossians 3, verse 2, Christ is my life, your life is Christ. Take some scripture, all God dwells in you, right, the Father dwells in you. But even that doesn't work quite that, because learning can be shifted from it. This is unity. Take by the God, take 1 Corinthians, John 15. I'm the body of God, he says, woman, the body of God is 1 3, look, ha, 2 pitch, they're 1 3. And you look Christ the 1 person. You're one person. Take the body, one person. Now, the step you take or have taken is get down to that and do it and say it and tie it up and confess it. That's done. Never go back to what you've done. But you now say that so. Your faith is, God, I take this to word that so. Now, it's not you to talk around how you come to know. Maybe you do. Maybe you've got somebody who I know here already know. Okay. Or maybe you find some sudden impartation. Some these days with the charismatic with the impartation, which the Christians say Christ is in you. Okay, anyway. So long as the meaning doesn't matter, so long as something is concerned with that self. Now, knowing is knowing. When you know, you can't be shaken, you know. So, like you know, you're born again. See what I mean? Now, somewhere along the line, he does that. Maybe at once. Maybe the moment you do it, you know. Don't try and work it up. Your point is to keep saying it is so. If I go, make my bed in hell, you're there. If I go to pitch darkness, you're there. I'm not, it's not Christian out of darkness, Christian in a fact. I mean, it won't be in hell, but yours doesn't change. The fact's the fact. And that's the fact, it will never be the fact. There's a sense in which God has, maybe has to believe, try you out because you're feeling something dangerous. If I fear you, well, I don't feel it, what? And if I'm scared of Christian, I don't feel it. As you were saying, that's what the Bible calls your soul life. That's only your outer life, your spirit, that's your real self, your unchanged self. Your soul is your emotion, it's changed. Now, if I feel I've got it, I don't feel it, ooh, I'm troubled. So this is called feeling as he is me. It's got to go deeper than that. It's subconscious, he is me. And we are one. It's his, he is through me. I can't feel it, so if I feel that offense, so that. Now, the consciousness, what tempers you in, is that somehow, it is fact. Somehow it comes. Don't tell anybody that. You keep saying it's fact. God to hell or hell is not going mad, I don't know where they are. Or heaven. And if you take your fact, if you make the bed in hell, say, God, you're there if you get me out now. The Bible says, make your bed in hell, you're there. Pretty good there. Have 5 years in hell, isn't it? See? Now, the way the fact fits in you, the consciousness, that comes. The fact makes that true. How? I'm not saying. Immediate, there is somewhat a matter. Now the consequence is, locally. Now this is extraordinary, the mark of the consequence. Until you're shown he's got you, you're afraid of yourself. And that's why our churches are full of laws. There's no law in this life. You are the law. Law was to warn you when you are not. The law of God is when you're not. Like, don't be that, you're going to hell. Don't see, go to hell. Don't lie, go to hell. Those laws are gone, but they are there. The Ten Commandments aren't there, they're gone. They were fighting you into guilt and salvation. That's all they were, not there. Now, our church is still teaching us under law. You ought to do, you watch. And When you don't know Christ in your faith, what am I going to rush off to do? Or am I going to steal? Or am I going to burst and lose my temper? Or you're afraid yourself, you're afraid your neighbor. And that message is, keep us going up here as a lie. What preachers will tell you you ought to do so, to tell them I do not. What? Because I always have to get along with you because you look so glum. But when you don't know God's got you, you're afraid of yourself. And then, why not be guilty? I lose the temper. I lose the temper. And you're watching yourself all the time. What do I do? I lost the temper. I blow out at the kids. I get angry in the office. I hate the person who's hurt me in the office. I'm afraid I lose my job. I'm afraid of this. And I'm sensitive to self and trying to get lost. Keep it a little bit lost. This is what they will. She took it out of order again. Okay? Now, when it suddenly into you that God got you, be free, be yourself, and dare to lead him to keep you. And don't try to love yourself, just be yourself, do what you like. The best philosophy is like it, love God and do what you like. Time once again. Love God and do what you like. Because you see, you are the law. You are now controlled by the law of love, which is Christ. So you don't look out of the law, you are left here in law, and you operate from that law. Now, your what you call your sins, they're only slips, you don't mean them. God got you. You may have the sympathy, okay, God will use your slip to keep you from sin. So thank God you're slipping you up again. Don't run around condemning yourself. If you do slip the temper, say, oh, there I died again, God says, yes, I don't see yet. You're my precious cousin. Learn a little bit, a little quicker stuff in me. See, if the devil puts the convention, the condemnation of the guilt upon us. So our only sin remains, sin of unbelief. Sin is negative believing, unbelief negative believing. Believing I'm condemned, believing I'm condemned. Don't do it. When you do sin, don't bother. Say, okay, God, I've got a bit of tension there, it took me a long time. Okay, so I'm sorry, I know you got it. You never even said, I know I got you too. That's a good little lesson for you. He loves you. He doesn't see your sin. He doesn't see it. If there's sin, the blood got blood long ago. Confessing your sin, 1 John 1:9, confession is a very simple word. It means in the Latin, say with. The word con in Latin is with. Confess is say. If we confess our sin, doesn't mean a big fuss, or a big feeling, or a big condition. It means, you don't know, oh God, I should have done that. That's all. I say with you, I should have done that. God says, sin isn't there anyhow. Forget it. I've forgotten, you forget it. And your biggest sin is to keep guilty. Because then you're not bleeding the blood. A far worse sin to keep guilty, not bleeding the blood, is to keep the sin. It's kind of better, or didn't they get on? So you should get on. And I think, you see, so we're living it. That's best I can tell you. In this new life, be yourself. Because you're not yourself. When you know this, run your life, forget God. Now don't you see the whole point is, when you know it, you forget it and use it. Again, you professional men, you don't keep presenting, I know that. You keep using it. Have belief, you know it. And you practice it. You know how to do it. You forget to know how to do it. You do it because it comes out of you. When we pay a doctor and say, when he says it, he says, not because he gives you pills, because he knows how to do it. You're paying for $10,000 worth of training, which he withholds and hopefully knows his stuff. You pay for his knowledge, not for his little bit of trick he did on your car or something like that. Excuse me? Behind you always is your inner sense. You don't you stick to the sense. Forget God. Don't keep saying God in it. God is in you. He's you. Christ in you. Forget that. Be yourself. Get immersed in this. All the time to see. All the time to see. It's simply coming through a new attitude, new attitude. I'm known to you. You are the light. There in that light never sees itself. I'm new to the light. Don't tell yourself. You are the light of the world. That means your union. Because you're not light, you're darkness. When you are the light, when you have the light, having is something separate. Doesn't say have you are, you're one. So, Christ is you. You are Christ, expressed through you. Don't try to see your own life. That's how people say to you, do I look miserable? Well, look miserable there. That's not your affair. How other people see you. How other people see your life, you don't see your life. You know what I mean? So just be yourself. And then, and when you've been very busy, don't come back and say, oh, I did so long. God, how did you be? You are there all the time. You have to be. Kicks on that thing, but you'll be kicked. Oh, God, I want to be kicked. Yes, you were a bit kicked. You were a little bit of a little bit, say, help me some more. God loves you, he isn't beating you up. He's loving you. Okay, he said, this is how you get to educate you. So dare to be yourself. Don't fear anything. Dare to God to teach you. If you skip, all right, you talk to by yourself, you'll be better taught to do a few things, to learn a few things. That's a good thought, isn't it? Yeah,
yeah.
All right. Now, the third and dark area is outside ourselves. Now, can I say again? Now, if I've come to Greece and come up fixed, I've got to learn a bit, now I look right, now I come back when I'm wrong, and you know, get to see. I've got to learn that. There's something kind of my outside problem. It has to have the difficult people, of course, I'm never difficult, you don't want to look like that. The difficult people around me, and the nasty people, and the nasty situations, these things are bugged up today. And all the day, the problems, every time, when you're going, when you're busy, the tears up, on the bigger people's life. That's my problem. Now, how do I handle it? Couldn't heal help. Something happened, how do I handle it? Can I go on one big stretch? Can I stretch out and say, the Christ who was always in the operating point, he was operating the 10,000, that's all. He was there, operating on all the time. Is the Christ in everybody, everybody, everything? Christ is always, everywhere, and everything. And the real type of heaven is a perfect God, perfectly operates two things, and to get that freedom in life, God creates evil, the Bible says in this sense. God creates evil. What does that mean? God is freedom. You can't be perfect of him. He wants fun, not a bunch of cats or a bunch of trees, but of people. You're free. That's a tremendous privilege to be free. By free, you make choices. So I told you, I intend to make the wrong choice. So we all make the wrong choice. Now he gave us freedom. He's not supposed to the wrong choice. He's supposed to the freedom. Knowing we go that way. Now because he's love and nothing but us, he goes down that path and says, I'm okay, Dad, I'll turn your sinnerhood into faithful. I'll turn you to be a beast into faith. I'm there. I'm with you right the way down your sin. And I mean you to sin because I mean you to be yourself. I mean you to be free. See, because God's almighty, he gives freedom. See, when you're not almighty, you don't get freedom. A communism, Celtic corruption, comes to freedom. It has to put burning all over. Proving it is almighty. It's almighty. It's going away your life. Don't be afraid. It's afraid. Because it's got a whole piece of that form. It's the best humans can do. God's not afraid of nothing. And he says, be yourself. No burden more. Be yourself. But I'm there in the wrong you do. And I'll teach you your wrong, but that's even if I'm your right in Jesus Christ. I'll give you Jesus Christ. What? This is not wrong. No, getting it. And I mean you to go that way, and there I am. And the moment you think, there you are. You're back. You're up. He's that in everybody, everything. Now here's my key. My key to myself is to transfer my attention to my sin condition to Jesus Christ. And one power that not right. Or to transfer myself from myself in the wrong idea that I want to be different. And accept myself to Christ in me. And there is the Christ on me. He's a doctor. I transfer my attention from self-conservation to Christ. Go further now. And transfer your attention from the negative impact when it comes to look at that, look at that, look at that, look at that. All life will always be that. We make this talk as well. Now, so you begin a habit, say, yeah, that's like that. It isn't really like that. That's the utter appeal. It came to the devil. But God, that's nothing to God. That's only a means of which he'll marry his appeal. He used darkness to show light. He used rust to show food. He used need to show supply. If you disease to show help. Now, so you guys, first of all, say, God made it. Now, you're not going to get it. God means freedom to freedom. So God didn't mean that car accident, except he meant freedom, and that's part of it. And he said, take for something, it's your fault, it's your part to use, haven't it? And God means tragedy to be tragedy, because he means freedom to freedom. But because he's God, I'm there, and I can turn that tragedy into the principal manifestation of myself and my mouth. I'm there. See me there. Dad is there. I'm coming to church. In fact, I'm dying out to hang me at the other side. He's in the meeting. God, I'm pulling myself on the other side. He's in the meeting. You deal with the present here. I'm there. Now, there's your key. Our problem outside is always being bound by the living. That's horrible. You're bound by it. What can you do? You just like it, you just disturb. And the proof is when you disturb. Look at that, it's horrible. Look at that situation in my home, that person, whatever it is. That's it. It's horrible. So disturb and think it wrong. Because God is pleased enough to disturb. Because you're seeing it from the human, but you're not a human. You're seeing it from the human, and the appearance is that's rotten, that's a need, that's a crash, that somebody comes in, something happens, whatever it may be happening. See, that's a need. Now, so I say, wait a minute, I'm a new nation, I'm a distinct nation, I'm living in that situation. But I'm not Jesus, a distinct nation in Christ, that means only as an indication, always for God's always there is a supply. I reverse it, see, a God's always supply in that situation. And he meant that to be that situation, that I might see God's supply. Now, I'm here with saying God's there is a supply. Now that's it. First of all, that you can get to see through a bad situation and praise God because he meant it, but he is in it. And you're not seeing it. You stop by seeing that bad. You must stop by seeing that. No human. And they think that the time comes and say, I'm not seeing that bad situation. I'm seeing it. You make it. Now I'm getting it. Now you go one part and say, therefore you're going to begin good together. And I'm watching good things turn out. I'm watching that God and things get delivered. I'm watching my cousin run away and come back to Christ. I'm watching this person who I see is difficult. He's your precious son in New York. He's your son. I'm not seeing the difficult person at all. He's your precious esteemed son. Then watch him getting in. So you need to be laughing at the person because you need to be laughing all the laughing. Except he's laughing. Don't care. Except the person being laughing. You've been dead to yourself. No problem about the other fellow. Except the laughing it. Okay, watch God. I don't see the laughing. He's your precious person. I'm going to watch him turn laughing into the mean as well. And that releases you to love. And expect something we see in this world at all, but this world expects a reaction. That's turning the other cheek. And it releases you to believe. So your concern is simply, oh, I wish that person would change. You say, you gave it, God. You transferred your concern into faith. And the faith says, you got it, God. I'm believing it. Let's live it. So the whole of our world consists of big and little things that you're always loving it. Whether it means going wrong in the house. Because the car, material, immaterial, people, everything. Fine. That's the ultimate key. When everything evil was meant by God to be that, because it's the reverse side of God coming through. And I'm saying God coming through, and I say how you can come through. I'm watching you come through like that. I'm saying you come through like that, without surprise, without whatever it is. That's the third area. By God in action by me, by kind of an inner person, by my inner relationship with him. And I follow on in my commission with my body too. We have a large commission. But within that also there are certain areas which God you put your service in. And a certain form, I'm not talking about that, a certain form of the ministry. That's what invitation really is, put the service in a faithful thing. And that's another thing. Where other than that, you can throw your faith out anywhere. The only thing about your local situation. So I think you'll find every person you see has a local situation, only has a simple commission. Now in that case, your faith can go anywhere. Your commission is local. And you'll say, God, you put me, you're interested in that. A commission is what you're interested in. He calls you, oh, I'm interested in that. I'd like to see this happen. I'd like to see the Holy Spirit work in that fellowship. I'd like to see this happen. Now that's commission. Now in that case, your very self in it, in a very special way, your very bodily, your actions in it, you give yourself in any way, which will help to fulfill that thing. That's the finality of the invitation. Through the body is going to be done. Right, get on. I like this thing. We're not under the law. Yeah. The law is in the place. That we should be ourselves, our precious selves, as the Lord changes us in this. Yes, we will be helping that. Isn't there somewhat the trap that the Christian caught, got themselves into? Isn't there the trap that the Christian caught, got themselves into? It's operated as if we've got to get ourselves. And that's why you get the Christian self to come down. Because if they doubt it, it's going to be something. Well, that's why I don't be anything God does. It's all fun.
And he's just saying, I think, the letter that Paul wrote to the Corinthians.
When he when he was condemning the church because they felt like because they were children of God, they could live as they please.
Oh.
He didn't say that. No, he didn't show his love anywhere. We get the law because of the consequence. He showed his love. the Moses, the tabernacle, not the law. The law of God, wasn't it?
With instructions at hand for not last.
Hey, all the other. It's always there. The law is, if you go that way, you get caught. There's nothing God in you. If you go that way, you get burned. There's electrical power. Now, that's a beautiful power. It's a God power. If you go that way, it turns the light on, you get a blessing. If you stick a finger, you get a shock. Whose fault is that? Yours or electricity? You get the law, not electricity. The law's in you, not electricity.
I can understand it after you come. To God.
Before you come to God there, that's the whole Jesus is up there. You think it is?
But now I won't
take from what God's children. No, but the rock is in there, nothing wrong. God says, you're getting what's there. I'm earthly. I'm here with Jesus Christ all the time. That's all I am. And your mind's learning you it. And already mind's learning you it. So the poor fool thinks you're wrong and they're not looking. The rock is what you think is in hell. And then he says, it's the Lord, nothing God in you. And in mercy, it's only God's only. Because of our fixed stand, we've got the whole thing tied up wrong. We've got a half in half God, a half love, half not God, you know. That kind is what we are here because when we don't know God, we only know enough God. See, we're in enough God, God's not alive, not a thing. So, I'll be talking about God. You have to say, so it has to appear like that. That's not God. That's the angel of God. And the angel appears to God. God, Moses couldn't see Moses, God face to face. He saw his death part. Because he can't pass either. That part, I couldn't do that. That's not God at all. The only way I can see God with a warning, isn't it, God at all? It's what you're getting because you're like that. God is, I've got God on earth, I've got God on earth, come on, that's a tabernacle. So when he told them, there are these things to do to get trouble, I am your tabernacle. I'm your customer, I'm your son, that's the revelation you'll get with that necklace, right? Well, I'll leave that.
Just stick it over, that's all. Wait for salvation.
No, he doesn't say wait for salvation.
Yeah. We don't tend to say wait for